So first I'll tell you about what just happened. Turn the lights on, yeah? And everyone's like, oh. So, Svarim say, the B'nai Sassar says this, is that Din of Chanukah is that Chanukah is Lashon of Chinuch. Yeah? Heard that word before? So Chinuch, so what does Chinuch mean? So it's Mechanech us to get ready to the Or of Mashiach. So he says exactly the mashal, and that what? If you just give the Or of Mashiach right away, what happens? You can't handle it. So Chanukah is you just light a little bit, and you get used to it. So when Mashiach comes, we're going to be ready for it. So just share something very, very quick. So it's from the Bas Ayin. Sefer Bas Ayin, Tzadik, buried in Tzvas. So like this. 5 minutes. It says, Issa b'Gemara. La'olam yilmod adam afilu shelo lishma, shemisoch shelo lishma bo lishma. Everyone's heard of that, right? It says, the Gemara says, a person should learn no lishma, meaning, let's say, for, I want to be a top guy in yeshiva, not dafka, but those type of things, right? Shemitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. Because by you learning lo lishma, you're going to come to actually do it because I want to serve Hashem. But also, in a different Gemara, kol osik b'torah shelo lishma, anyone who's osik in Torah shelo lishma, noach lo shelo nivra. It's better that you were never created. Hold on a second. You just told me that I should do this. And now it's saying that if you do this, it's better that you were never created. So vatosos hikshu ahadadi. And Tosos asked this exact question. Vefshar lomar bezeh ofen dine afilu mishenu yachol avol b'chinas yirav ahava b'shleimus. Says even if a person, let's say you can't get a complete ahava, complete yir, and complete midos in Hashem, Akopanim, who tzarach l'shtokik tamid l'vol l'bechinas has takas achumrius. But you have to be longing, you have to have a ratzon, that Hashem, I want to get to this place. I want to get to this place that I'm sincere in my avodas Hashem. Mikol v'kol is chazik b'yoser v'yoser b'torasso v'avodasso, and keeping the chazik in Torah and tefillah. V'efshar Hashem, or sheba, and the or that's in Torah, we know we say Torah or, yachzir l'mutav, yuchal l'vol l'bechinas takas achumrius mikol v'kol. And then by doing that, you're going to come to a place, but you long for it, you're going to come to a place to do it lishma. So saying that what, as you're doing the Torah mitzvahs, each time long to Hashem, I know right now I have a little bit of gaiva that I'm learning more than anyone else. Or I have a little bit of gaiva that I'm filling out a lot of daven. Or I have a little bit of gaiva that I'm learning whatever it is. But Hashem, I don't want to be like this. I want to learn lishma. I want to learn that my Torah actually gives Hashem an achas ruach. And through that, the aura of the Torah is going to bring you to that. He says, "V'zehu bechinas Chanukah." This is exactly what Chanukah is. Lashon chinuch, like we said before. It's lashon of chinuch. V'aschala. So chinuch is the same when you're mechanic someone, you're teaching them something, right? So it's also a lashon of haschala, of a beginning. Meaning what? Hainu shetamid yiras atzmo shurak bechinas chinuch. A person always has to see himself that what? I'm always in a state of chinuch. I mean, I'm always learning again. I'm always having it new. Kidei l'shtokik l'bechinas yira v'ahava b'shleimus v'abol tera mesayin lo. That what? That I should always have in shtokis for it. That's a, what's a very big person called? A very big Jewish person called? A Talmud Chacham. So before you're a Chacham, what's the first word? A Talmud. I mean, that even though you're a Chacham, but what? Why are you a Chacham? Because you see yourself as a Talmud. You know, when you see yourself as a Talmud, that what? I'm always longing for more. I'm always seeing myself as starting new. That's why the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is that we don't really never heard of this before. Normally, if I ask you, where do you light your Neiros Chanukah? In the window, right? So really, the best place to light it is below Asara Tfachim from the ground. Right? That's where you see people say you light the Pesach Bayis between the mezuzah, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. So it's supposed to be lower than 10. So why is it supposed to be less than 10? Bechinas Kedusha, Nikra Asara. Because what do we know? What does it say in the Gemara in Sukkah Chevra? Where does the Shekhinah not go to? Shekhin never goes to a place of 10. So 10 is called the Makom of Kedusha. Below 10, that's not a place of Kedusha. Shein davar shebe Kedusha, pachas meisar. Anything that's Kadosh isn't less than 10. So what's the obvious question? If something that's Kadosh is less than 10, why am I landing my nearest Hanukkah below 10? Right? Hainu shetamid yiras atmo shehu besoch asarav. Lo bolosh them is Kedusha. So why do you like the nearest Hanukkah within 10? To say that what? Because I always see myself as that I haven't reached Kedusha yet. I'm longing to get back to 10. I'm longing for that. For that, right? That's why it's a remez. If anyone says, you say something 7 times after you like the Neros. Anyone see that? Yoshe b'seis elyon? You probably saw that. No, it's not brought down Chabad?
No.
So you say the, you know what I'm talking about? So it's Perek Tzadik Aleph of Tehillim. So you say Yoshe b'seis elyon, say that paragraph 7 times. So in that word, I meant to say last year, that we say Kivi Chashak. This is kibi chashak. That kibi What's B? Chashak. Cheshek is like a longing. So I want to say last year that we light below 10, and ki B chashak means ki B yud chashak. That for yud, for that place of Kedusha, that's what my cheshek's for. But what? But I see myself as below 10, that means I'm always going to be longing for more. That's why when a person's an anav, when a person makes himself small, then the shechina can come upon you. That you always see yourself as I'm only starting. I haven't even entered in yet. And then Hashem's going to send the shechina. So he says a nice remez here. That's why Chanukah is on Chaf Hei Kislev. He says Chaf Hei is gematria Daka. Daka means someone who's very small, right? Someone who makes himself small, so that's Chafei. And Kislev is Gmatri Namuch, who makes himself Namuch also is a person who's small. So what's the remez of Chafei Kislev? Chafei Kislev is telling you that when you make yourself an Anov, when you make yourself small, and see yourself as you're always a Talmud, as you're always beginning, then Hashem is going to send the Shechina upon you. If you look at Hilchos Chanukah, what do you do each night? So first you light one, right? Then what do we do tonight? Did 2-1. Right? And then the next thing you do, 3-2-1. And then 4-2-1. And then 5-2-1, 6-2-1, right? So what do you see? You're always coming back to the number one. Right? Why you keep coming back to number one? So you could say, is that what? Because the number one represents that haskalah. It represents that starting point that I had in my Avodas Hashem. So each time the Chanukah is reminding you what? That yeah, when you think you got to level 2 in your Avodas Hashem, and now you're a big Talmud Chacham and you know everything. Oh, when you think you got to 3-4, remind yourself, always go back to 1, see the what? But I'm always starting. That I'm always excited to start. Because whenever, that very beginning, that's the most exciting part of it. That's the biggest part. We know that. But that's what Chanukah is coming to remind you. To what? It's not a small thing to remind yourself when I was in Shana Aleph and I had a Gishma Chanukah. So you should take this now and take this with you for the rest of your life. To keep growing with it. So the Noam HaMelech has a beautiful Torah. We'll finish with this. He says, back by Parshas Vayira. It says about Avram Vinu, it says he was sitting the Pesach Oel kichom hayom. Right, he's sitting by the Pesach Oel and the day was very hot. So Sfarim ask, why do you have to tell me the day was so hot? Some say because what? Shows how much he was told that there were no guests that were coming by. Some say so that it was so hot, he still did it even though it was 3 days in Mila. So a lot of Chassidish Sfarim says, the Noam HaMelech says, what does it mean Yoshi the Pesach Oel kichom hayom? So kichom hayom represents chamimus, represents when I'm on fire. So that's what Avram Avinu, but Pesach HaOel. He always saw himself, again, this is Avram Avinu, who was the greatest, the first Jew ever, Avram Ivri. But he always saw himself as I'm only starting, with Chamimus, with fire. That's why, where do you light the Neir's Chanukah? You light the Neir's Chanukah at the Pesach HaBayis, which represents also the Pesach, always at the Pesach. At the beginning, what? But you light it up with fire, with Chamimus. And that's the whole Nekuda of what Chanukah is about. Trying to remind us of what? To see yourself as always starting, to have freshness in the Baruch Hashem. Don't be old. And just to finish with the remez from Rabbi Nachman, he says last week about Yosef HaTzadik. He mentioned this at Shal Shudas. Says that Yosef HaTzadik is called Ben Zikunim Hulo, right? He's also called the Nar. So now, what does Ben Zikunim mean? If you were just translate, what's a Ben, a son? What's a Zakin, and what's a Nar, a young person? So Rabbi Nachman asks, hold on a second. Is Yosef a Ben, which means like a Ben represents someone who's young? Is he a Zakin? Or is he a nar? It's the two total opposites. Right, which one is he? It says a bar chakim. A chakim, someone is this, kind of chachma. That's a zakim. So Rabbi Nachman asks, what's the deal? Is Yosef old or is he young? He says he's both. He says, what does it mean that he's both? He says that we say this by slichos time, atashlichin le zikna. Right? David Melech doesn't tell him. Don't send me to old age. Let me ask you, what does David Melech mean when he says, atashlichin le zikna? What does he mean? No? What does he mean? Good. What else?
When you're young, you have like a fire.
Oh, very good. Is he asking that he doesn't become old in age? In Klal Yisrael, we look at someone who's older as someone who's chashuv. So what's he asking for? He's saying, "Ah, tashlini zikna, don't let me be old. Don't let me be old that what? That I become lazy. I don't get excited anymore. Ah, tashlini zikna, that what? Rav Nachman used to scream in his chassidim, he'd say, "Asur liyot zakin. Asur liyot zakin." He used to have like 90-year-old Chassidim, what does it mean, Asul Yozakin? It says, don't be old in your mind, like you said. Don't have an old hashgafa. Be young. That's the whole nekuda. Be excited about Avodas Hashem. Be pumped up about Avodas Hashem. That Neir's Chanukah shouldn't just be like, okay, light, blah, 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 go, which we're used to where we come from, a lot of people, unfortunately. It should be exciting. It should be fiery. Purim's coming in like less than 80 days. Purim is fiery also. Pesach. Learning Gemara shouldn't just be that, okay, what is this? It should be fiery. Everything I do, my Shabbos Kodesh should be fiery. It should be exciting. Moshe Hashem shouldn't just be like this, you know, that someone could be speaking, I could be on my phone. It should be everything. It should be lichtig. So Chanukah comes to remind us that what? Things are supposed to be on fire. That's why he says in different Remez, it says, where do we learn about the Zman to light Neiros Chanukah? It says, Mishetishke Achama and Shetichle Regel Menashuk. So what does Tishke Achama mean? Shkiyas Achama. It says, so when a person's on fire, it's because Chamimus Halev. Like David Mel says, Cham Libi Bekirbi, my heart's on fire. So the Basayin says, what does it mean? You light Neiros Chanukah when? Dafka Shetishke Achama. That what to remind you? That what? When the Chamimus Shetishke is setting and it's not on fire anymore, that's when you light Neiros Chanukah. Why? To remind you, set yourself on fire. You have 8 days now to set yourself on fire. Take this with you for the rest of the life. Let me ask you a question. Right? After Shabbos ends, Chas V'Shalom. Right? That's Shabbos in the example. Shabbos doesn't end. After Pesach ends, what do you do?
Havdalah.
After Shavuos ends, what do you do? Havdalah. Right? After Sukkot ends, what do you do? After Chanukah ends, what do you do?
Havdalah.
There's no Havdalah. Because Chanukah doesn't end. That Or of Chanukah doesn't end. Also Purim doesn't end. That's what Shabbos also doesn't end. That's why I'll tell you how Shabbos doesn't end. What do you say at Havdalah and Shabbos? You say it like, Hudim Haisa Or V'Simcha V'Sos Mikar. Where's that a pasuk from? It's from the Megillah. To remind you what? That just as Purim doesn't end, Shabbos doesn't end. So you have no rishus to ever end Shabbos. You know what I mean? But that's the Nikudah. Chanukah doesn't end. It says the Eish of Chanukah goes at Bias Mashiach. It's a Sof Kol Nisim. Why? It takes us to Mashiach. I guess Bel just said this also, yeah? There you go. Right? That's the Nikudah of it. Is that Chanukah doesn't end. So to take these days with you now, grab onto them. An extra couple of tefillos by your nearest Chanukah. Davne Hashem, don't let my sun set. Help me be on fire. So b'schus that, b'schus be mustavik to a Rebbe like Feld, Chaverim also is very important to be mustavik to a strong chevra. She's also to separate ourselves from the Gaim and be an or Gaim and to keep setting ourselves on fire. B'vodas Hashem. All this is a chinuch, is chinuch hey, siyat Hashemaya, the gula shnei b'mitis, b'schus all tzadikim.
Amen.
Freilich in Chanukah.
Freilich in Purim.
Chay freilich in Purim.
Shabbos.
All right, now I just got to go back.
Thank you so much.
Son, thank you for having me.
I apologize to your wife. I'm sorry.
Shabbos never ended.
Shabbos never ended,
bro. I don't need that.
Let's start Tuesday.